Hi there, thank you for holding this call with customer service. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I'm just calling. Somebody's charging bills on my account with a portable electronics.
Okay, I think I should be able to help you out with that.
What is this company?
So I work with a third-party call center that's contracted out to do customer service by over 100 different online vendors. I won't be able to tell you who I'm representing necessarily until I get you pulled up. So can I get a zip code for your billing address to get you pulled up in my system?
What? I don't know if they got a hold of my account, but I'm just wondering what is this company?
Yes, ma'am. So I work with a third-party call center that services over 100 different online vendors. So I was able to pull up a record in my system. Am I speaking to a Miss Aurora?
Yes.
Okay. And Miss Aurora, I see a billing address here in Rosemount, Minnesota. Would you just be able to verify the street address so I know it's you I'm talking to?
Chili Court,
Okay.
15324.
Okay.
I'm disputing this, so I called my account, so we're gonna investigate this.
Okay. Well, as soon as it loads up here in my system, we should be able to take a look at it, and I think I should be able to tell you what the charges are.
Okay.
And bear with me, my system is running a little slow. All right, here we go. Okay, so let's see here. I see here on September 24th, there was a charge for $5.74, and it was the shipping and handling and sweepstakes entry for a generator.
Generator.
Yeah,
I didn't order a generator.
you haven't done anything online about any generator?
Nope.
Okay.
So
Now
I'm
that
just looking for all my statement. I've just been noticing I've been getting charged for this company.
Okay, and so you don't remember entering your card info in on the 20 September 23rd or 24th for $5.74 of shipping and handling?
No.
Okay. All right, well then it sounds like it might be fraud, and we do take fraud very seriously, and I can go ahead and get all your information notated down and get you sent over to our fraud department so they can get in touch with the correct authorities.
There's another one for $67.32,
Right.
and
So
then 20 minutes.
what that is whoever signed up to for the sweepstakes for the generator, it did say in the terms and conditions on the website that it enrolls you into our online Factory Direct Savings Store membership, so that every month the sweepstakes, the chances to win the generator get better, and it also sends you a $125 voucher in your email every month. But like I said, if you don't recognize that initial 574 charge for the shipping and handling of the generator sweepstakes, then like I said, I can get all your information notated down and send you over to our fraud department so they can get in touch with the correct authorities to investigate it.
Okay, it's more than September, and then they charge again in December, October.
Yeah, I do see that.
How many charges do you have it in your?
So I see,
If you've been charging 4 months now.
yeah, so it started September 24th was the original charge, and then they did charge the first month's membership fee on September 29th, and then they did it again on October 31st, and then again on December 3rd.
How much is the this October 31st?
The October 31st is also $67.32.
Okay. I know there's another one in December.
Yeah, December 3rd for the 6732. Again, that's also the monthly membership fee.
The 6:32. Okay. December 2nd too.
Yes, I do see a charge on December 2nd for $39.99 for a HeroBod fitness app.
A what?
HeroBod fitness app. It's a digital app on your phone that is also a subscription of $39.99 a month. It's a personalized fitness app.
I don't have that.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Did you guys send that to the whoever's ordering that?
So let me see here.
I have to look every single statement here.
So nothing there. There hasn't technically been any physical products that have been ordered. The HeroBod fitness app would have been sent out through email, and what the monthly membership fee pays for is a voucher every month, and those would have come through the email as well.
Wow.
And the email I'm showing here is auroraangel@msn.com.
Yeah, that's my email, so I don't know how they got a hold of my email.
Yeah, and the phone number is 651-500-5664.
Yes.
Yeah, so all this information is what I'm showing in my system. But like I said, if you don't recognize any of the charges whatsoever, I'll go ahead and get you sent over to my fraud department.
Yeah, can you transfer me, please? I'm worried. They're going to close this account and give me a new number.
Yeah, give me 1 second. I'm just going to notate everything so they don't have to ask you all the same questions I did.
Okay.
All right, Miss Aurora, I'm going to go ahead and put you on hold so that you can get sent over to our fraud department. And I want to apologize again for the inconvenience. And I hope you have a great day and Merry Christmas.
You too.